Howdy, folks. Welcome to the Albany Finest Podcast. This is Chad, your lovable host. Joining me today, as always, is...
Tim, co-host and champion.
You didn't need to add that last point, but...
Felt necessary.
But we're here today to, really get the news out on this wonderful fantasy football league we have today. Talk about all the happenings and upcomings and, drop a little spicy football knowledge on you as well.
And razz you for being bad.
Really, that's the main point here.
Lots of razzing going to go on.
A lot of razzing, whatever that is, but talk a lot of shit about you guys. Berate you in every way possible, and hopefully ourselves a little bit. Just a little bit.
Probably not, though. We're really smart.
Anyway, first order of business today is we got to introduce the new member of our league. I mean, some of us has known him for a while. Some of us have known him for not a while, but I mean,
too long. Some may say, yeah. Actually,
he's. I mean,
hard to miss. He's a pretty tall guy.
He's very tall.
His hair.
Yes. If you didn't know it already, his name is Ryan Lynch.
Actually, it's Bollinger. He had a name change.
Oh no,
Chad.
See, that really shows me how well
we
I know
don't
this guy.
Know him well enough, evidently. Change the contact on your phone, everybody.
So the new update is Bollinger now.
Hope we didn't just start out the podcast defending our brand new member.
Yeah.
Way to go, Mr. Host.
Probably will quit the league. But
he'll quit the league after this season when we beat him. So.
Yeah, really, that's the bigger thing. It's
nice to have a Panthers fan, more diversity to our fandom.
We get rid of a Denver fan and gain a Panther fan, so... Really, it doesn't change the diversity at all. We need to get rid of some of those Seahawks fans.
Maybe add more Patriots fans.
Really, that's the bigger thing here.
Me, you, and Wyatt. Like, we could use like a fourth or fifth or 12th, maybe. Just a bunch of Patriots fans.
Yeah.
Get rid of all of our friends and just replace them with new friends.
But So he's a great Panthers fan, which is not the best, but But we really need to highlight his skills as a fantasy football player. I heard that he was part of a different league last year.
Yes, I was honored to be part of a league with one Ryan Bollinger, who made it to the championship in that league, but choked his dick all the way off of his body and lost.
Yikes. So we know he's good at getting second place.
Yes,
in
he's
the leagues.
Very good at getting second place in fantasy football. Nothing much else, though.
I mean, so is Race, so they should get along with Race.
That's fresh wound, but, there you go, Race.
I mean, the real reason that we've added is we had a little bit of a problem in our league this year.
Quality control is...
I heard his brother was part of the league last year. I didn't see much of him, but I heard he was part of the league.
Rumor has it. We crunched the numbers, and he averaged a clean, crisp 78.4 points per game this year.
So hopefully Ryan can show some brotherly love and, work on getting that average up for...
motivate him a little bit.
Yeah. That's what we really need. We need to increase that a bit, for the competitive integrity of the league, which I know we all care about, especially Harrison.
I mean, I know it's like, no throwing games anymore. Don't need a cakewalk to the championship like I had this year. You guys, come on, give me some competition.
Yeah, we need to raise the competition up a little bit.
Leading into our 2017 recap.
Yes. So, 2017 was a great year for the league.
It was. It's awesome.
Better for some of us, worse for some of us.
Yes. I thought 2017 was a phenomenal year, personally.
It could have been better.
I'm just glad we had some mainstays. We still had Nafiz taking a rookie in the first round.
Of course.
And then being bad. And texting all of us wanting to know what to do.
Yes, we had Nafiz begging for fantasy advice.
We had Harrison losing in the second round of the playoffs, as usual. We had Race taking a Jaguar much too high, as usual.
Yeah. What else is a staple part of the league? We got
Aaron starting out very poorly and being good just enough to miss the playoffs.
Very true. With his hidden gems, as he likes to say.
As he likes to say. Wasting Alvin Kamara. Like, give him to one of us. Come on, man.
Honestly.
We had Chad being way good and then just losing.
Yeah.
At least you made the playoffs this year.
I did make the playoffs. We'll get into that a little bit more later.
2016 season recap.
Yeah, we don't need to talk about that. That was the forgotten year. As far as I know, I won the championship. Anything else? Anyone that wants to say something else is speaking upon deaf ears here. Some highlights from the regular season, though. We got some spicy trades in there. We got a
thanks for Zach Ertz, Ben. I hope you like Terrence West.
Terrence West, what a great player. I mean, Amari Cooper and Jay Ajayi were only traded three times each.
So is that like a curse? Is that why they were both really bad this year? Because all of us just kept trading
That's
them?
Honestly probably what it was, is that
if one of us would have just bit the bullet and kept them, maybe they would have done something.
I mean, yeah, that means that
they were both... Jay Ajayi was taking like 6th overall. Shout out to Alex.
Yes. Hopefully, Ryan, you can help him out with that.
Yeah.
Show him like a top 100 list or something like that. That might help out with the draft strategy.
But then Amari was like, I think I took him in like the 4th or 5th round.
I mean, you expect Amari to be good. He's a first round talent.
Yeah.
From Alabama, you know, Roll Tide.
Rolling Tide.
You've got a average quarterback getting paid way too much money.
Whoa. Derek Carr average, huh?
I mean, look at his stats. Let's be honest
here. Okay.
He's got a great wide receiver to the side of him to you know, help take some of that coverage.
I don't know. Maybe Gruden will help him out a little bit. Maybe he can return to fantasy relevance. But however, probably don't draft him. Or Nafiz, here's some fantasy advice: draft Amari Cooper first round, second round. Maybe he's probably going to be a wide receiver one for you.
I mean, he's go guy. He's the perennial next wide receiver one.
Yeah, so there you go. You're welcome, Nafiz, for that.
He's the Ryan Tannehill of wide receivers.
Oh, Harrison.
Oh, there we go. Okay, so now it's recording again. All right, well, let's jump into the regular season recap, shall we? So we had, jumping back to week one, ages ago, we had some spicy matchups.
We had some high scores week one. We had a couple 140s.
Yes. I mean, we had, you know, Chad with the 140.
Man,
with
Kareem Hunt. With the breaking. 45.6.
With the amazing draft pick of Kareem Hunt. No one believed in him. Everyone thought he was crazy, but there he goes. Dropped 45 opening week. And we had.
Against our Patriots, nonetheless.
It was a sad matchup.
Maybe we don't add that part. Yeah. We can just edit that out.
Yeah. They didn't play the Patriots that week. What else we got? We got
Nathan Richards coming out of the gates, falling on his face, 67.7.
Oh, that's a rough score week one. And we had Aaron with a 143 week one, highest score of the week, with 29 points from the Rams.
It's a good thing he made the playoffs with that good team that he had.
Yeah, he had a great team.
Wow, 29 from the.
I mean, you gotta expect the best two teams in the league here are me and Aaron at this point. Gonna make the playoffs, win the championship for sure.
And that's exactly what happened.
That's, yes. No revisionist history.
Alternate reality.
Let's jump on to week two, shall we?
Nathan Richard improving upon his 67-point week with 157-point week. For you doing the math there at home, that's 90.
I mean, that's probably going to be the biggest jump in scores.
I would hope so. I would hope no one did so poorly the week before that this is bigger.
And that's one of I think that's one of the top scores of the year, actually. Yeah.
This is a fairly low scoring week, actually. Yeah. No one scored. Wow, there was only, I had a 120 that week, and most people were hovering around 100.
Yeah, 110 to 90 was about the range, the 20-point range that people are normally at. But
except for Alex, of course, with coming in at 79.4, which will only dip from here on out. Actually.
We need to work on that, Alex. We need to work on that. If you're listening, I assume you are. Cause
probably not.
All our loyal listeners out there.
Yes.
Let's go down to week three.
We're loading right now, folks.
I'm going to cut this out.
Making sure.
Just gonna get the whole. All right, for week three, what do we got here? Oh, we got Wyatt beating up on me. What else we got here?
Me continuing my winning streak to 3-0, which I would continue through, I think, 7 weeks, maybe 6, until Ben finally vanquished me. I remember I was at a Blazer game. That was really sad.
The fees topping off the charts at 145 at the sly. 28.9 from Odell Beckham.
Odell Jr. Beckham Jr. Luckily, he's a top scorer for the whole year, right, Nafiz? That was a good pick.
Yeah, he kept up that the entire
paid
year.
Paid dividends for you, buddy.
Nothing else too of note.
Yeah, no one had any. Brandon Cooks had a nice game. Russell Wilson with 37.
Tom Brady with 40.
40, even better than Russell Wilson.
And a loss, nonetheless.
No, that'll happen.
All right, jumping down to week 4.
We still have yet to see any really close games. Most games have been decided by a decent margin. Yeah. We have an 8-point game, and that's probably the closest that we've seen far this
pretty
year.
Pretty much. We got a nice 50-point game solely in the fees.
Yes, there's a lot of competition going on here in Albany's finest.
Oh, that was a good game. 7-point between me and you, Tim.
I ended up victorious. Shout out to Deshaun Watson, 37.7 for me, thank God. And then I would later trade him for Wendell Smallwood Harrison, because Wendell Smallwood was a really good fantasy player this year.
Yes.
At least I didn't have to deal with a torn ACL. You know what? I take that back. I think Wendell Smallwood might have actually torn his ACL.
Matchup of the year right here. We have Nathan versus Wyatt.
Barnburner.
82-77.7.
Wait. Sullivan taking Alex to the woodshed, 153-86.
Yikes.
Nafiz dropping 160. Good for you, big guy.
Against a 150 from Race. I mean, that's got a steam.
Yeah, Race had a really good week and lost anyways. And then Aaron coming in with 61.
That just hurts. That might be the lowest out of our active participants in the league.
Yeah, disqualifying Alex because... God damn it, Alex.
Do better next year.
Do better.
All right. Week 6. I believe this holds the highest scoring total of the year.
Ah, it does. Nafiz, my man. 166 from me to Nafiz's nice 91. Pretty close game there. Very close. Mark Ingram with 30. There was Wyatt's one good pickup, was Evan Ingram. That was actually good. Yeah. Kudos, Wyatt.
I remember that on the waiver. I believe he spent $20 on him.
Yeah, a lot of money.
I mean, he got the player, and it ended up as a good pick, but $20.
Nathan Wichard, his highest score that week. Ryan Suckup, his kicker.
Hey, Ryan Suckup's a decent kicker. Don't hate on kickers. As my team will tell you, kickers are underrated.
Greg Zuerlein, man. He'll get you.
Oh, this was a close game.
Oh, yeah, we did.
I remember this game. Ooh.
Finally, some close games. There's a bunch of close games. We had a 2-point. We had a point.
1.5.
I'm not good at math. That was a 3-point game.
That was the hotly contested Julio Jones. I believe he played in the Sunday night game that week and tore it up. Really
nice. 24.9. That's
got me exactly what I needed. No more, no less.
As long as we beat Aaron, that's all that matters.
Yes.
Because
apparently his team peaked too late by his team name.
But how do we know? Because he missed the playoffs, so it might have just been bad all year.
Yeah, I mean, really, it's a consistency basis. That's what we go for.
Yeah, come on, Aaron. We're not pitying anybody here.
Let's see what else we got here.
Harrison finally coming in with a nice score of 152. We hadn't seen anything high from him yet. He claims to be so smart, our league manager.
GM, our honorable GM.
Honorable is such a good word to describe Harrison. Boy, oh boy. And it's a good thing he wins the championship a lot, because he talks like he does.
I mean, from what I've heard, he's won it every year.
And he reminds us. Sullivan, don't forget about him, coming in with 151 this week against Wyatt with a nice 64 points. We're gonna get one of these years. We're gonna get a 100-point win. I swear to God.
I feel like it's coming up because we're getting real close on some of these. All right, moving on to week 9. We got
matchup of the Giants. Ben coming in with 71 and Nathan Wisher with 60.
Oh my goodness, look at these top scorers. We got Tom Savage with 11.8, the top scorer. How does that even happen? How does that happen? And we got Jeremy
Maclin. I wonder if that's the week that Tom Savage broke his head and had that seizure on the field.
That was actually scary.
That was like legit hard to watch.
And then Jeremy Maclin with the 17.8 for leading Ben's team. But man, that's just hard. I feel like this happens every week. It's just one of these low scoring games.
Sullivan falling up 150 with 140. Good for him. It's not just luck. Actually, is good.
Sully had a decent team.
Not good enough to make it past me in the second round of the playoffs, but we'll get to that later.
Let's see what else we got going here. We got some more big victories.
Alex with 53. God damn it.
We got a 50, a 60.
Yes, oh,
Sully with
Team Sully. Starting with 150, 140, and then losing. Losing by 50 points the very next week.
60 points. Come on. Matt again, made your team over here.
Not good at math.
139 to 79. That's just unfortunate.
Yeah, that's pretty rude of me. He's my family. I'm just assaulting him like that.
Yeah, that's...
But, you know, I did that before in a championship game, if we remember that, Sullivan.
All right.
41.8 points is scored in week 11.
Can it get lower than that, folks?
I think it does once. Once more.
Oh my. But this is actually a pretty high scoring week. There's only three people that get below 100.
Yeah, wow. Nate Connell with his high scoring week of the season, 146.2.
A 150 from Aaron. I guess his team
did peak too late. I'm sorry, Aaron, for taking shots at you earlier there. Your team did peak too late. Because Keenan Allen took off, Alvin Kamara took off for you.
I mean, at this point, the playoff picture was starting to shape up a little bit. So, oh boy, that was a nice...
Chad coming in with a smoking 156. It's poor Sullivan.
Julio Jones with seems 50. That was the 50-point week from Julio.
Sullivan seems to end up on a lot of these...
lopsided victories and wins.
Yeah, yeah. He either wins by a lot or he loses by a lot.
And there's...
Aaron, man. 155. Man. Your team did peak too late. I apologize, Aaron. That's too
bad. The revisionist history...
It's a good thing you didn't make the playoffs, though, because that would have been...
That was a little scary. Of course, we can look at his actual playoff results and see if he would have made noise.
Yeah, which probably not, because Aaron's not very good.
He ends up beating the eventual playoff contestant, me.
Yeah.
Week 13.
Nice 20-point game there.
But he could not clinch the
playoff. Wow, crazy. Our last week, there was a matchup for the championship, me versus Race, and we didn't even know it yet. And it's what's crazier is I still beat Race that week, so it was a true...
It was a precursor of things to come.
Rex Burkhead coming in with 25 points. Go Patriots.
Yeah, go Patriots.
Love White
I can
guys.
Hear that. All right, let's go. Let's go to the playoffs. We had a
bye week for Harrison and I. We had a matchup of Sullivan and Chad.
Man,
and
that was an unfortunate matchup, you know. Both teams played their hearts out, and
Chad put up 142 and lost. For those of you at home who are wondering why Chad sounds upset,
it was a tough loss, you know. But we gotta regroup, gotta
come back next year, hit the stronger, books,
hit them next year.
No one keeps you out of the playoffs on purpose.
Yeah. Wouldn't want that to happen.
And then Ben coming in the other matchup, the 6-2 versus Race, put in 80 points. For a playoff game.
That's just unfortunate. I mean, it's not like anyone else, you know, deserved
underwhelming. Yeah, I wonder if there's anyone. Oh, Nafiz. Pretty much everybody else scored higher than 80 points except for Alex, who scored 38. Thanks, Alex.
Gotta work on that, buddy.
Ben, you don't deserve the number 2 seed. I want you to know that.
All right, moving on to the second round of the playoffs.
Harrison and Tim coming in after their byes. Nice rested up for the
players
week.
All rested up and excited to hit the field. And
Tim goes in with a 30-point victory against Sullivan. Felt good to beat him again, as usual. Got to make sure my little baby cousin knows his place in the world.
Now we ask the question, rest or rust, as Harrison falls to Race in the second round of the playoffs.
Well, so I'm not even going to say it's both. I would say it's almost tradition, really, for Harrison to lose in the second round of the playoffs. He does so well in the regular season. He tries so hard, I commend him on that.
He's a wizard in the regular season.
Boy, he does lots of trades.
Does those trades. He makes a lot of acquisitions.
96 acquisitions.
Some of the trades are a little questionable. Some of them are honestly, a little rapey, if you will. But
But he never fails to choke. And it's really impressive. So good job, Harrison, on continuing your tradition of being bad in the playoffs.
Hey.
It's impressive.
Third place is all right.
Third place is all right. It better be all right, because that's what he gets every year.
I mean, moving on to the final. And we really don't need to hear this. I mean, this is...
Yeah, I mean... It was nice playing Race, someone who was well deserving of coming in second place. I'm glad he came in second and not Harrison. And you know, it was nice beating someone who already had their name on the trophy. And there was, I mean, I already had my name on the trophy too, so having it on there twice is just so sweet. Good game, Race.
And if we had two mics, I'd cut his mic off.
But we don't, because we're poor. So we're starting out slow, guys.
Yeah,
starting ground up.
Maybe next episode we'll have two mics.
And when we're on national radio, we will forget you guys. So yes. We'll just buy new friends.
You'll call us, and we'll act like we don't know you.
Yeah, when we see a name pop up, Race in Oregon, we're not picking it up. We will tell our producer, who's going to be super hot and, like, whatever. But
most preferably a girl.
That's okay. Yeah, but, yeah, we'll make sure you guys don't get on the show.
But all in all, it was a great 2017 season. I mean, some of us, it was a little better.
Yes, it was.
But, you know, it's always looking to the future, you know, and part of that future is
the free agents.
That was a great.
That was. You set that right up on a
tweet. That was on the fly, too. No, that was not pre-planned.
We're naturals.
So, I mean, there's some notable free agents that have been signed today. I mean, this is breaking news.
Until tomorrow.
It's the legal tampering
window.
But, I mean, this is basically confirmed. But we have some nice free agents that we want to talk about. And really, how they connect to you guys. Because this is a podcast for the people.
For the people.
I mean...
By the people.
And really, we got to talk about the hottest free agent on the market right now. Mm-hmm. Allen Robinson. Formerly of the Jacksonville Jaguars. I mean, he's a great receiver.
Yeah.
He did some amazing work up until he tore his ACL in Jacksonville.
He has a dumb tattoo of himself making a catch in college, which is...
I mean, it was a good catch, to be fair. But
also pretty lame to do that. But
yeah, I mean, whatever. Yeah. I mean, to each their own. I mean, it's almost... I mean, I think we have a Jacksonville fan in the league.
Yeah, and he's really annoying about it.
Oh, I was going to say he's not that outspoken about it. But now that you remind me, I guess he does talk about the Jaguars a little bit.
And, you know, I'm just glad that Allen Robinson isn't on the Jaguars anymore. Or I guess it would be fun for him to still be on the Jaguars so Race could take him in the third round again, even though he didn't play next year. Because that is absolutely a Race thing to do.
I mean, Race is in love with this guy. But, I mean, it's really...
Over under on where Race takes the first Jaguar. Are we going to set it at two? That's... Maybe he takes Leonard Fournette in the first round.
I mean, that's kind of spicy. I mean... Two? I mean, you gotta go with one. I mean, Blake Bortles should be the first overall pick, right? He just got paid.
Yeah, he did. He was good in the playoffs. I'll give him that. Yeah. Watching him against the Patriots, I was shaking on my boots.
I mean...
After that game against the Bills, where he had more rushing yards than passing yards, yeah, it was only up from there. He looked good against the Steelers, so, you know, maybe he actually won't be bad. I started him in a playoff game this year in fantasy football.
I mean, he could be that first overall draft pick.
He's the future of the league.
I mean, and Aaron did pick Aaron Rodgers a couple of years for first round. I mean, so we could have a nice little.
There's another snippet for you, Nafiz. Take a quarterback in the first round.
We're full of fantasy knowledge, so yeah. Race is probably real disappointed about that. I mean, he is moving on to Chicago, but
yeah. Speaking of one of our other friends gaining a new piece is Jimmy Graham for Aaron.
Yes, going to the Packers. I mean, we do have an upcoming segment with Aaron, so we don't want to spoil too much about Jimmy Graham, but, I mean, he's a pretty important piece for that.
Yeah, and he could finally regain his
fantasy glory. He was so great with the Saints, and then he went to the Seahawks, and I picked him in the draft back-to-back years, and he was just terrible.
Yeah, he was trash.
So that was horrible. Cut him 1 year and traded him to Ben this year for Zach Ertz, so thank you, Ben. Always going to get that in there when I can, because that was really dumb of you.
I mean, Zach Ertz is a pretty good tight end.
He was all right,
I suppose. Last on our little wrap-up for the day is our good friend Sammy Watkins. And heading really,
to the Chiefs.
Yeah, he's heading to the Chiefs. And really, this is just another opportunity for Harrison to pick him. And
way too early. The new flavor of Sammy Watkins.
To you know, reach on Sammy Watkins and be disappointed yet again.
But he has big upside. I swear, guys. I swear.
He's one of the biggest upside receivers in the league.
Yeah, and that's all he will ever be.
And, you know, that's our free agent wrap-up, and we're going to cut to an interview with Aaron Pope. All right, here we are with special guest Aaron Pope to talk about the recent Jordy Nelson cut.
Yes, I'm glad to be here. It's a pleasure.
All right, so how many tears did you shed when you heard that he got cut this morning?
Well, I was just done being erect from seeing Jimmy Graham get signed. And then I just started to, my heart race a little bit when I saw my beloved Jordy pop up on my phone. I don't know. I'm still pretty conflicted. He was getting a $10 million a year, I think, against the salary cap.
I mean, he's just going to go to the Patriots next year.
Oh my God.
Yeah. I mean, yes, he's a white receiver.
He is a white receiver with good hands, so.
The true Patriot.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm pretty disappointed. I hope they restructure something or give him a 1 year deal.
Yeah, so that's what I thought when they cut him, is I was wondering if they were just going to keep him on something smaller.
Except I saw that the GM made a notice about how he'll be a Packer forever or something like that.
Okay.
You know, he looks forward to his being the Ring of Honor for the Packers, and so it makes me wonder, they're completely severing ties.
He's just going to retire?
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Maybe just Jordy's just done. Who cares?
I mean, he's kind of old now, so.
Made my money.
Won a Super Bowl. He's 32. I mean, he could be I kind of figured he'd be a Fitzgerald in the slot kind of thing. Like, move him inside the slot and he could.
Yeah, it could work.
He could be an okay, be above average, veteran side kind of player. I don't know. That was my thought.
As long as he gets 6 receptions a game, I don't care.
So, who fills the void?
Randall Cobb.
No, God, no. I mean, they gotta draft. I think they'll draft a receiver in the third round, maybe fourth.
Well, so that Cortland Sutton kid. Out of whatever.
Yeah. I know what you're talking about. DCU school. Yeah. He's a big body. He's 6'4".
Yeah, so I mean, I don't know. You guys still, what the hell?
The defense, I'm way more worried about our defense. can we talk about the fact that we have no
Kevin
corners?
King's the future.
And we have Jamarius Randall, who's looking like an average corner, which for the Packers is amazing to have average cornerbacks.
I'm pretty sure that there's a corner that might go to Green Bay.
Free agent corner?
Yeah.
Tremaine Johnson from the Rams?
Yeah, that's who it was.
Oh, really?
That'd be nice. He's in between. He's not elite, but he's a very solid player. I think he was the type that, I think he was the corner that played in the box or something, too. The safety linebacker hybrid type corner.
Mm-hmm.
They need someone like that. I'm tired of watching Aaron Rodgers be good and everyone else be bad.
At least you're not watching the Seahawks waste Russell Wilson's prime. Shout out, Ben.
Yeah, I don't know. What do you guys think?
I don't know. I mean, the Packers need to do something on defense. They're known for not signing free agents. Is it still Ted Thompson?
No, Ted Thompson got demoted. He's still involved.
He got shit canned.
He's president of operations.
Okay.
He's like a Tom Coughlin.
Then maybe it'll be a little different. They'll sign someone because he always was, let's go through the draft, but that's not going to work right now. You need to win now.
No, Rodgers has probably
34, 35.
Yeah, I'd say he's got 5 years with his skill set, unless he really changes the way he plays. I think he's got 5 years left playing at this.
Tremaine Johnson would be nice if they get him. Tremaine Johnson would be really nice. I honestly didn't want to watch a whole lot of Packers games, so I don't know if Kevin King was any good.
He started off, he was covering, I think, the number
I just remember
one receiver.
He's really long.
Covered the number one receiver, and I don't say he shut down anyone, but he was above average against elite receivers. And so that's all I can ask.
As long as he was better than Malcolm Butler.
I didn't watch any Malcolm Butler.
He's gone now.
I watched way too much. I mean, it was going to the Titans, but I have no idea in terms of how he did this year. I fucking hate the Patriots, so I don't watch their disgusting.
Well, they'd always stick him on the second receiver and do a double on the number one. Like, that's what the Patriots.
I'm just happy that we saw Stephon Gilmore. He made that.
Oh, he's amazing.
He saved our season and that Jaguars game at the end.
This is a Patriot circle joke. Yeah. Stop. Get gross.
It can slowly, you stepped into this.
It can slowly dissolve to that.
But
most importantly,
I feel the future of this podcast.
Most importantly, who will fill the void in your heart?
I mean, this is more room for Aaron Rodgers.
True.
Yeah. Okay. Is Ty Montgomery going to go back to being a wide receiver?
I don't.
Because, like, he still wears 88. Okay. I mean, go back. It's fine.
Well, the thing with Ty Montgomery is, like, his rookie year, you guys probably didn't watch, like, nearly nothing. I had, like, as much games as I did, but he was, like, a really good slot guy. The problem is, Randall Cobb isn't a wideout. Like, Randall Cobb isn't good on the perimeter.
He's a nice gadget player.
He's fine.
Tavon Austin, but.
He's like a slightly better version.
I mean, there's no rule saying you can't play more than one slot receiver.
No, but I mean, I kind of want someone like
it's a whole team of slot receivers. That's the Patriots.
Like, yeah, but this is Mike McCarthy's offense we're talking about.
So is he still calling the plays?
Yeah, he's still calling. I think he's still calling the plays.
He won a Super Bowl.
Yeah, whatever.
Aaron Rodgers won a Super Bowl.
The defense was good. The defense was like top 10 that year.
So. Yeah, now Clay Matthews is a bum.
Yeah, Clay Matthews is actually garbage. Like, he had 7 sacks last year.
You see, Mike Daniels, your guy with that defensive tackle.
Yeah, Mike Daniels is, besides maybe, yeah, no, he's definitely the best defensive player. Second best with a call, but that's, their defense is not.
Demarius Randall pick.
Yeah, too soon, Tim. Too soon.
All right. Well, we don't want to cut you off, but we are reaching the time limit.
Fair enough. There's only so much room for Packer knowledge on this disgusting podcast.
Thanks for your valuable input, and hopefully you can recover from this tragic loss.
Yeah, hopefully.
Appreciate it.
All right. Thank you, Aaron, for joining us for your segment. Hopefully in the future we can get more of you, hopefully all of you, onto this.
Yeah, that's the goal, is to get everybody on here at least one time.
Yeah. Talk about, you know, their team.
Trade maybe they had for the week.
Yeah, something.
A very bad week.
A hot take. Anything. They any sort of
one thing knowledge. That we do want to make sure that everybody knows, text us during the season with people you want on the trade block. And we will announce it here. We'll go through every week and announce who's on the trade block so that way everybody knows. And you don't have to text into the DM all the time, hey, trade me for this guy.
Because we know that happens so often. We get a lot of text in the DM about, you know, fantasy football in general.
Yeah, so go ahead and just text us. We'll keep the trade block updated. Just a couple more things that we wanted to do during the season.
If you want to send in any weekly trash talk, this is a great place to great vehicle for that. You know, anything during the off season, we're gonna try and do once a month sort of deal. You know, keep you guys updated on the football world. I know none of you follow as closely as, you know, me and Tim.
Yeah. In fact, we are the smartest.
We are the smartest. We're the only ones that actually, you know what the NFL stands for.
Yeah.
Domestic violence.
Well, yeah, that and more importantly, what the players don't stand for. So no political talk will be on this podcast, though, from now on.
This is a non-political podcast. This is purely football.
If you go political, you lose.
Well, anyway, thank you for listening to this wonderful production.
It will get better, we promise. Only one way to go.
I mean, I think this might be our peak, but, you know.
Yeah, this could be it. We could just fall off.
This could also be the only episode, you know.
Yeah, we'll see where this goes, guys. Thanks for listening, though. We appreciate it. Hope you enjoyed.
We'd love the feedback, you know. Make fun of us for, you know, putting all our
time. We're pretty sensitive, actually, so don't make fun of us too hard.
Yeah. We're allowed to make fun of you, but you're not allowed to make fun of us.
Yeah, it's golden rule. All right. And, thank you.